Welcome to episode 14 of ZTGD Podcast Radio, where this week we'll be talking about the mysterious black Xbox, fun things to do in Crackdown, and of course the addiction of achievement points. Sit back and relax. ZTGD Podcast Radio, episode 14.
Back for another week, and this week we have the fearsome foursome, the four horsemen of the motherfucker.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse. Oh god!
You what?
I want to be the horseman of death.
He's the horseman of death. We have Killer Wolverine, the horseman of death. We have Gambus Khan, the horseman of horny, and we have Professor Chaos, the horseman of black.
He's definitely not the pale horseman.
But we're back for another week, and we got a lot to talk about, so let's hop right into what you've been playing. So, and since Killer Wolverine always bitches when we go to him first because he doesn't know, I'm going to go this way. What have you been playing?
Wow, that was real cruel.
Well, you know, you complain about no, whatever. Shut up. All right,
shut up. I don't care what you're playing.
Well,
I do. Tell me.
I'm glad. I've been playing Crackdown.
Oh, snap.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I noticed.
Well, you know what? Not really, because Killer Wolverine does be playing more than me, but I've been switching it up. I played some Call of Duty 3. I finished Ultimate Alliance, finally, which the ending to that is awesome. If they make a sequel with the villain that's at the ending, oh my god.
They need to make a sequel where you play as the villains. That would be cool.
That would be cool. I really wish Magneto was in it, which he actually is.
Don't ruin it. Spoiler.
Well, no, there's no spoiler. He makes a quick cameo, but whatever. But that's pretty much all I'm playing.
I liked cameo.
Yeah.
Good game.
Yeah.
So that's all you playing.
That's it.
All right, moving over to the con, the Kikity con.
Well, as of recently, I've been playing Crackdown.
Imagine that.
Yes. I would say it's the game of the now.
The game of the now.
As
compared to what? The Unemployed Ninja on the DS? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
What else came out?
The Unemployed Ninja. But, yeah, Crackdown is pretty sweet. And
did you play anything else?
Yes. Yes, I've been playing Mrs. Pac-Man.
Mrs. Pac. Just Miss.
Yeah, Miss
Pac-Man. Don't insult Miss Pac-Man. She ain't married. You see any rings on these fingers?
She doesn't have any fingers.
That's a very good response. No, she does not.
That was quick.
That was awesome.
All right. Anything else? I noticed on Xbox Live you're tearing up the arcade.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody is.
I'm circulating through several different live arcade games. You know, I picked up Assault Heroes,
which is awesome.
Yes.
If we could play co-op, it would be even more awesome.
It's very scrumptious in its gameplay mechanics.
Scrumptious.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. What's up? All
right. Now I'm over to you. What have you been playing like I need to ask?
Yeah, it's a big shock. Crackdown.
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 Anything
else? This is funny. Like, I've been playing Perfect Dark Zero.
I ripped out an old one, you know.
Right.
No. Oh, yes.
Nope, Crackdown.
Just Crackdown.
Managed to get a couple days early.
Yeah, no, you got it a couple days earlier, and you didn't stop playing.
No.
I went to bed, get up for work, and the motherfucker is still online.
Yeah,
I sent a message that said, there's a thing called a bed. Sleep in it. Seriously.
I looked at him like, I'm good.
No. I laid down in bed, and I heard the from the orbs. I'm like, fuck, I gotta get back up.
Gotta get those agility orbs.
And the messed up thing is, I actually have heard those since I've been playing.
Exactly. He lays down and can hear them.
Nice.
No.
Yeah, the agility orbs, that's like,
that's some addictive shit.
Yeah, well, the name Crackdown, the word crack, you know, is actually talking about the agility orbs.
They're cracked.
It's talking about the entire game, actually.
Yeah.
Leveling up every ability is what makes that game.
I'm one away.
Yeah, he's about to be, you know, a master in, like,
master agent
everything. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Freaking guy.
I'm telling you, man, I only got level 4 and 2 two abilities.
Me
so
too.
Far, and it's like,
me too.
Jesus Christ, man.
Right. I felt like it took forever to do that.
I know. I'm like, fuck. I put like 15 hours
right,
in this game.
I put in 24 hours to be as good as one.
Although
Wolverine
I have,
here.
It's funny because I have somebody on my friends list that it has everything maxed out at 4. He has 620 achievement points out of 900.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah. So he made you look sad. He got it a day and a half after you.
Damn.
Wow.
So
he ain't been to bed yet.
Killer Wolverine.
Right now.
Killer Wolverine. Pew. You got pill. But anyway, I'm not gonna ask you to play anything else.
Well, I did play Marvel, but that's okay. Fine, go
see,
on. Move on.
Move
on.
Well, you said crackdown. You said it three times, so I figured that was it.
Move on. Go on.
The Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah.
Good game. Good game.
Definitely. All right. Well, I've been playing Crackdown.
Really?
Really. But whoa, that's not all.
No, that is a shocker.
I've been playing Virtua Fighter 5.
Sweet. All
right. Which is awesome. And I also have been playing God of War 2.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Snap. I got the demo.
Oh, dude. Wow. I was spending
I got freaked him out there. I got it.
Like, what? I'm spending the night over here.
I played the God of War 2 demo, which is the Colossus battle, and it is incredible.
Sweet. I have mine in the car, actually.
Incredible. It supports progressive scan.
Nice.
So it's pretty. Even the demo supports it, so it's pretty.
Good.
Oh, and one more thing I was playing, which he obviously forgot, Paperboy.
Oh, right, Paperboy.
Which
right.
You can read my review, and it's not very good. Not the review of the game. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Do you remember the old Paperboy arcade machine?
Unfortunately, with the handlebars?
Yeah, with the handlebars.
I mentioned that in my review. I said, you know, this game played like ass with the handlebars. Imagine it with a D-pad. It didn't really help.
But the handlebars actually gave it a novelty as a game.
Well, that was my opening paragraph in the review, was like in the arcade, they used to be able to make these novelty games where you had a steering wheel or you had a gun or something.
Yeah.
And it was cool in the arcade, but when you bring it home, not so much. It loses a lot, and it's just not very good.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, moving on up
to the side!
That wraps up what's funneling your console this week. I forgot to say the name.
You did.
You forgot. I forgot. So we're going to go right into the news that you can use if you really want it. So here we go. All right, well, we're going to go into the news now. So,
because it's the
as
best.
We should.
Oh, listen to you over there.
Yeah.
You hear that? Do you hear that little come through? Because it's the best.
It is.
Well, I'm not saying it isn't, but that's bias.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, well.
But it is.
Whatever.
All right. First piece of news is very disappointing that there is no Xbox Live arcade game this week.
Which pisses me off because is my Symphony of the Night?
Well, it wasn't going to be Symphony of the Night anyway. It was going to be Worms.
But what happened to Symphony of the Night releasing in February? Well, February is quickly coming to a close.
You know what? That's the internet. If you believe everything you see on the internet, I don't want to talk to you.
Wait.
You
so
believe some whacked out
what happened to Worms?
That's true.
Worms didn't pass certification.
What?
Yeah. It didn't because there's so much to it, like the online and the co-op and the multiplayer and everything, so it didn't pass it, so it got delayed.
Till next week?
I don't know. They said whatever the next game is. It was the game that was supposed to come out, and it didn't make it, so.
There's already a review for Worms, too.
Well, yeah.
Game Informer or
something. They get to do it on that debug unit, so there's not as many people in there.
Gotcha.
All right, moving on. THQ finally announced a Tetris for the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Are you excited?
I actually am. I love Tetris.
Well, maybe you can get some more achievements.
Yes.
For your Old Spice challenges.
Oh, yeah.
What is the Old Spice?
Yeah, the right. Achievement challenge.
That's right.
You need 1,500 points.
I ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, I am. All right. The next one is, we've been reporting on this for a long time, but the black Xbox 360 with the 120-gig hard drive and HDMI port has shown up on retailers' release lists with a SKU and a release date of May 1st. For $479.99.
So, see, I think this kind of goes back to the, believing stuff on the internet, because they said it was on a retailer's seller's list or whatever, but what retailer? Because they didn't say that. So perhaps the person that reported this just made it up?
It might have been, but it showed up on a lot of sites, so I usually don't report news. It just shows up on like some fucking fan site or something. But you know,
WWE not random news.
I didn't go to JohnnyJackass.com and he's like, "There's a fucking PlayStation 4 coming out next week." You know,
the PlayStation 4.
You know, so I was actually on a credible site.
PlayStation 2 together. Yeah, I got you.
So all right, moving
on.
That's
pretty cool.
If it comes out, I'll be excited.
But I hope that they sell the hard drive separately, because I don't
want to
rebuy a whole thing just to get a bigger hard drive.
See, I was thinking about buying a second Xbox because of the DVD drive so loud on mine, and I need the bigger hard drive
anyway.
That's
right, because it's supposed to have the quieter drive.
It's got the quieter one, so we'll see. If it happens, cool. If it doesn't, just give me a bigger hard drive.
Right.
I'll be happy. Moving on, Lost Planet, the first map pack, which will contain two maps, plus the free map that came in with the collector's edition. You'll now be able to download it for free. So, all
of
us that...
bitch.
Well, you know, it's you got it 3 months early.
I told you that when you bought the collector's edition.
They always do that.
Yeah, they
but
do.
The,
I told you that.
So, it comes with two different maps, though. It
comes with two maps plus the Battleground map. So, the two maps will be 400 points, and the other map will be separate. This is the first of, I think, five new multiplayer map packs. So.
Sweet.
That'll be out on March 9th.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, because I didn't get the game. Whatever.
That's because you don't like it.
No, I don't.
Anyway... Guitar Hero 2, the developer, have stated that this game will have the most downloadable content ever.
Ever.
That's exciting
ever.
News.
That is a very
oh,
that's
a bold
big,
statement.
Bold. That's the word.
That's
a very,
very
bold,
bold
statement,
statement
to
but
make.
But you know what? That makes me happy.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of am too, because I'm actually going to get that. And yes, people, you heard that correctly. The black man is going to get Guitar Hero 2.
Well, they do
bass.
Have a bass part.
What did Token say to us?
And then what did he
Cartman
do? He started playing.
And he was like, "I hate you, Cartman."
All right, moving on. The next one. This will make a couple people happy. Ikaruga is coming to Xbox Live Arcade, according. This question mark at the end of this news story because it showed up on the debug units that the network that the reviewers review games on. It showed up on there for download. It doesn't actually work when you download it, according to the reports, but it is on there, so
that could be cool because that was
a
good game.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be awesome.
All right, and 360 is actually slow this week, so we'll move straight into the last piece, which is the marketplace update. What can you download this week? Well, if you're playing Crackdown, like every other person in the world is, you can download four new agents for free.
That was actually little information that was up on Monday.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And you know what? He knows
well,
this
because
we were playing it on Monday. Like, when we got back on there, it was like, a new something to download. He's like, cool.
Yeah, so you can download four new agents, which is actually pretty cool, considering it's free. The next one is another Sonic mission pack.
Hey,
Team
I'm
Amigo.
Excited about that.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Somebody is.
It's 150 points if you really want to play Team Amigo. So,
woo!
Go for it.
Team Amigo.
There's also a shit ton of new Graw 2 trailers, so if you want to go look at them... I mean, there was literally like 10, so I wasn't going to sit here and write them all out. I mean,
wow.
There's like an airborne trailer, an explosives trailer. Just go download them.
You know, looking at the list, you missed one.
What'd I miss?
Unreal Tournament 3 trailer.
That just showed up today.
Yes.
I wrote this before that happened, so
okay.
We can add that to the end. It just showed up today.
Well,
but
mentioned it. We could have just added it now, but
yeah,
that's fine.
There you go. Well, it's in the trailer, so Stranglehold trailer and an Unreal Tournament 3 trailer, both from the Midway Gamers Day for winter.
Awesome.
Sweet.
If you like Borat, you
which
can download...
Which, why did you?
I don't know. You can download some picks and themes. It is free. So, you know.
As well it should be.
Yeah. Also from the Midway Gamers Day, an Area 51 Blacksite trailer. Crackdown themes, 150 points apiece. Picture packs for Crackdown, of course, because it's a new Microsoft game. You're going to get pictures.
Of course.
120, 160, and 240 points, respectively. So.
Why? Okay.
Well, there's a different amount of pictures.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, like, the 240 better be giving me, like, all
I think
of them.
Like, 16 pictures in that one, so it's quite a few.
All right.
There's a new Fear theme, which I haven't seen yet, and I'd like to, because the first theme I bought for Fear was awesome. So, it's 150 points. Last week's arcade game was Paperboy, which is 400 points. Don't download it. and there's also a Robo Blitz theme and picture pack. The theme is 150 points. The picks are 100 points. And there are new trailers for EA's, finger quotes, Tony Hawk Killer Skate.
Did you get that trailer?
I looked at it, and I'm like, you know, it's pretty, but it's EA. And they made Street Skater.
Yeah.
So, no.
And Catwoman.
It, stop.
Catwoman.
All right. Wow, the PS3 news, I didn't have much. Wipeout is going to use the MotorStorm engine. That's awesome, though, because the MotorStorm engine
It is. I played the demo at one of the kiosks, and I was like, wow.
But imagine that whole giant engine is going to be put in Wipeout.
So that means that between now and then, they'll probably modify the engine, make it even better, and it'll be Wipeout.
And it'll be futuristic instead of muddy.
Yes.
Right. So there you go. That
it's going to be so awesome. pretty.
All right, so we'll move on to the Wii. The Everybody Votes channel was launched.
I heard about that.
And I guess nobody, it should have been called the Nobody Cares channel.
I downloaded it.
My bit. I downloaded it too, and I voted once, and I'm like, wow, this is really fucking stupid.
It's like, look, we're Nintendo, we have internet.
Well, it's just funny, because you get on there, it's like, here's the international question of the day. Cats or dogs?
Wow.
There's no third option that's, I don't give a fuck. That option would have
been... Cats or dogs. And then all
you
can, right.
I mean, it's kind of neat because it tallies it up and then it lets you choose what you think will be the number one answer. And it keeps track of that, but...
Do you win something if you choose correctly?
No.
Then who cares?
I don't know. I really don't care.
We're offending the one person that's constantly on that channel. Like,
oh, yeah, they're on there like, motherfucker, this is the greatest thing ever.
I think Nintendo is probably using the channel to get some kind of... information based.
Yes, because
it's
pivotal to the video game world to know what we prefer, cats or dogs.
Exactly, because we got Nintendo dogs and they wanted
Nintendo
to know
cats.
If they could make a Nintendo cats.
Right.
Yes, because everybody's still playing Nintendo dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the sarcasm was right.
It was.
All right.
I felt it.
Sadly, it's probably
Virtual
true.
Console update. We may not get Xbox Live Arcade games, but we do get shitty old games for Virtual Console. This week we did get Donkey Kong Country. I give you that one. That's pretty good. 800 points. Then we got The Legend of Cage.
Which was
I remember that on
that was,
the Nintendo?
Yeah, the shitty ass box.
Yes.
With the dude with the ponytail.
Yes. Is it free?
No.
Oh.
500 points, $5.
Oh.
I thought that was alright.
New Adventure Island for the TurboGrafx-16.
Never played that.
You know what? This is the only way TurboGrafx... They're selling like crazy. It's like, why didn't he sell when the fucking system was out?
Right.
Oh, I know why. Because the game sucked.
No, it was because the Genesis came out around the same time.
Don't make excuses for TurboGrafx games.
Hey.
B.
A, B, C. Yeah, whatever.
You love the TurboGrafx. I'm giving you shit. What is New Adventure Island like Bonk? Like a platformer or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I never played.
That's
it.
What I thought it was.
That's what I thought. There was original Adventure Island, and then there was New Adventure Island.
It's like a faster scrolling Bonk. Well, actually, Bonk came later.
I give Bonk the props. Bonk's awesome.
Bonk was awesome.
I love Bonk. And the last game, Streets of Rage for the Genesis.
Now that's awesome.
That's a good game.
Streets of Rage is good.
That's a.
But you know what? Should have been on Xbox Live Arcade with online co-op.
It should have. Didn't they remake Streets of Rage for the last generation systems?
They put it on a collection or something, like one of those Sega Genesis collections.
Okay.
And they tried to update it, and they failed.
Gotcha.
You just play this original one, but if they'd put online in it, definitely.
Yeah.
That's what sucks. 800 points. And now we bring up the NPD numbers. Everybody likes to debate these. System sales. The Wii sold 436,000 units in January. The 360...
You could find 436,000 units in January of the Wii?
Every one that was put on the shelf was sold, so there you go.
Nice.
436,000 units. 360, 294,000, which sounds like a lot less, but for a year-old system, that's still pretty good, considering that's 18% above what they sold last year.
And considering there wasn't really anything good in January that came out for it.
Just Lost Planet. That was the only game that came out. I mean, Battle Stations hit at the end.
Right.
Nobody really... And that wasn't a system seller.
Right.
So 294,000 is pretty good. PS3, 244,000, and there's no excuse because they are in the stores.
So they're collecting dust.
That's pretty sad when a year-old system's outselling you when you're in stock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Quake Wars is coming to 360 and PS3. I'm excited.
I am too. I
love
just had to
Quake.
Move the mic to my mouth.
Okay.
I am excited.
I love Quake Wars.
Yeah, I've been following that when they were talking about it on the PC. That looks awesome.
Yes, that's going to be.
Can't wait for the multiplayer.
Yes, now that you have Xbox Live, you can play.
Oh, yeah. All
right. And the last piece of news we have, I believe it's the last piece of news, yeah. No, it's not. The multiplayer for Turok will feature hungry dinosaurs as adversaries in the world. Just randomly thrown around.
Nice.
Yes.
So you're sitting there fighting, and like you, the guy, dinosaur comes up behind you, the guy you're killing, and he gets eaten, and you're like, ooh, suck to be you. And
so how many times are you going to be on Xbox Live and hear this shit? Fucking kill, stealing raptors. So, but that's really cool, actually. That adds another element to the multiplayer. So, Turok is shaping up to be one of my sleeper hits for the year.
Can you kill those dinosaurs?
I'm sure you can.
Yeah,
they sneak up behind you.
Use up a lot of your ammo.
But just picture like a giant level with a T-Rex in the level somewhere, with 16 players running around and just one T-Rex.
I am now excited for Turok.
Yes.
And you could be like watching, and you'd be like, you see someone off in the distance, like killing people left and right, and then all of a sudden the T-Rex just scoops them up. And
I'm getting brain waves here. Here's a really good idea for a weapon: a dinosaur scent gun.
Oh,
you shoot it on them, and it draws the dinosaurs to them. You see that?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
So if you're listening,
you can create like action scenarios where one person is like running for their lives. You know, that would be sweet.
Hell yeah! Get about 15 players just to spray one guy. And just watch him dinosaur chase his ass around the level. Alright, and the last piece of news we have is the unveiling of LucasArts' Star Wars The Force Unleashed will be released in November.
Awesome.
And if you didn't get the rundown of it from the new Game Informer, as we're big fans of, you will be playing Darth Vader's apprentice as you are brought up to the ranks of the Sith, learning the art, and eventually trying and wiping out the rest of the Jedi. Including characters like Shaak Ti from the movies.
Sweet.
Which we all know how that ends.
Yeah, he's going to kill the apprentice, or the Emperor's going to kill the apprentice, whatever. But, you know, you see the tech demos, they'll make you cry.
Oh, you need to.
Oh, you need to see
those.
You
need to.
Because if even half of that makes it into the game, it's freaking like watching the stormtroopers hit the wall and try to grab and pull themselves back up. That's awesome.
Yeah, and picking up debris in a stormtrooper and flinging it at a TIE fighter, that was awesome.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful thing. Alright, we're out of the news. We're going to move into new releases before we take our first break. This week is a big week.
Yeah.
Considering it's February. 360 gets Crackdown and NBA Street Home Court. Both really good games.
Yes, they are.
PS3 actually got a good game. Virtua Fighter 5.
Now, will it sell the system?
No, probably not. Virtua Fighter never sold anything.
Ah, well.
It's got its little fan base, but, you know, it's friggin' incredible, though. The Wii got Sonic and the Secret Rings.
Really?
Moving
oh,
right
God,
on.
I need to pull my Wii out and plug it back in.
He's pulling his Wii out now. Watch out.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Way to make that perverted.
You stepped right into that one. I can't help
it.
You said I'm
I didn't name the system.
You slide right into that one.
Pulling my Wii out.
Pulling what?
Sliding it in.
Can we stop?
I have no idea what
the
hell he just said.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what's going on. All right, next up on the list, we got PS2 releases. If I can get my sheet up. It's some sheet. Arena Football, Road to Glory.
Woo!
Can you believe EA's still making this game?
Right,
seriously.
Like
what? Also, Lumines Plus, which, you know, I guess. Lumines?
Plus.
I like Lumines.
Hey, you know something?
It's funny. It's a love-hate relationship. Because I hate Lumines, but I get addicted and I start playing it, and I play for like 2 hours.
Nice.
Did you download the free Lumines?
Anything that's free, I download. But I haven't played it yet.
Oh, man, it is awesome. It's an awesome song, and it's got really cool animation.
Does it got some crazy beats going on in the background?
Yeah.
it's like a 350 meg download.
For Lumines?
Yeah.
It's music and
Yeah, but
blocks.
You got the videos in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Music videos.
See, I've never actually
there's really a video playing in the background. It's like a animation of this, like, walking around and dancing.
Well, super. It's like an iPod commercial.
Pretty much. Except it's really cool. It's like almost a visual overload. I almost couldn't play the game because there's like so much stuff going on. But
like
it was sweet.
Before. Like every time I play that game, I'm going to a seizure. Like all the freaking colors. Like I don't even know what I'm shooting at.
I don't know what I'm shooting at halfway through Geometry. I suck at it so bad, and I get so far in the game, and all of a sudden it seems like fucking Armageddon happened.
Right.
And I'm just like, I'm doing so good. I'm like 150. Oh shit! And then the world implodes. And I'm like, I have no idea where the fuck I'm going. I have a seizure right there on the spot. It's crazy. But it's an awesome game.
Yeah, it is.
Alright, moving away from Lumines, because we talked a little too long about that.
Indeed.
PSP releases. We We said last week Monster Kingdom Dual Summoner was coming out, but apparently it got delayed, so now it's coming out this week.
All right.
Which you can already read our review last week. Go read it. And apparently it was good. She gave it, I think, an 8.5. So, she really liked it. Mach. I really don't know what it is.
Is it a Razor?
It must be, because it's M-A-C-H, like Mach Rider.
Okay.
That is, must be a racing game. And Metal Slug Anthology, if you can't get enough, you know, side-scrolling action in your pocket.
Did they release that, though?
For the Wii. This is PSP.
Yeah, that's right. It was
for
the Wii.
Okay. The PSP version is probably a port of the Wii version.
Oh, here we go with ports again.
It's probably a
port to the portables.
There you go.
Thank you.
Like how
you all right. Well, I spelled that wrong, but it's in there anyway. Last week, Killer Wolverine's favorite release for the DS, F-24 Stealth Fighter, didn't make it out, so it came out this week.
All right, and he's excited.
I already got it. It's freaking awesome.
Okay. and as we mentioned earlier, Izuna, the Legend of the Unemployed Ninja, came
out
this week.
That's my second favorite game.
It's Atlas.
Unemployed.
He's unemployed?
Yeah, is it a girl? Ninja. Ninjas have jobs, though.
I don't know.
What are you doing with this?
It's a girl.
It's a female ninja.
Yeah, it's a female ninja.
Right.
So it should be Shinobi, the unemployed Shinobi.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Not Shinobi, what is it?
No, her name, it was...
It wasn't Shinobi. Shinobi is the male ninja. What is the female? Nightshade was a... Trivia question.
Indeed.
I don't remember what she was. I don't remember what a female ninja is. Who cares?
A bitch.
You heard it here, folks.
Apparently a female ninja is a bitch.
Well, a boy ninja is considered a dog.
Huh. Ninja dog.
Yeah, ninja dog.
If you fail at Ninja Gaiden, you are a ninja dog.
Yes, you are.
So if you fail at Ninja Gaiden and you're a girl, you're a ninja bitch. Anyway, moving on. All right. Meteos, Disney music version.
You know what? I'm going to have to go get that right now. I'll be right back.
Did you ever play Meteos?
Yes, I did.
It's like Luminous, I think.
I didn't even understand it.
I never played it.
Luminous, I can grasp. Meteos, I was like, bricks are falling, things are exploding, stuff is moving upward. I don't even know what I'm doing. I didn't even know I was moving.
And now you can do it too. It's a small, small world.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. Next on the DS list is Micro Machines version 4.
There is three other versions?
I was about to say.
I don't know.
I must have missed the three.
I missed the other three.
It's like Leonard Part 6. Like,
I know.
Leonard
where was the one through five? No, Cosby just made that shit up.
Right.
I would like to talk to you. Anyway, and the last one on the list, I have no idea what this is. It's called Trion Cube. I'm sure it's a puzzle game that you touch.
Yeah.
On the DS.
Because touching is good. Yeah.
Yeah, touching your Wii is better.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... That's all of the news and new releases we have for you this week, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss Crackdown and the state of achievements and how they affect the gaming world.
And touch our hearts.
They don't touch nothing on me. Anyway, GambusCon, take me out.
Sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools, preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket.
All right, well, we're back for our main discussion of the evening, and it will be about achievements. So, before we get started, just to give everybody a feel, you can go to the staff page and look, but I want to go around the room and pick everybody's gamer tag. And how many points do you have right now? So, we'll start with you, GambusCon. Would you tell us your gamer tag and how many achievement points you have right now?
Oh, okay, so you're going to embarrass me now, aren't you? Okay.
He just got his 360 online, so bear with him.
Yeah. No, he didn't. He had it since launch.
No, I didn't. My gamer tag is GambusCon, and my gamer's score is... 630. Yeah.
It's not bad. That's not bad at all.
He plays a lot of arcade games, so that's...
It would have been 600 if it wasn't for Crackdown the other day.
That's right.
There you go.
Alright, so we have that one. What about you?
My gamer tag... tag is Emissary 55, and my score is, I don't know the little numbers, but it's 13,000 something.
I think you're really close to 14.
Am I?
I think you're really close to 14.
Yeah, I think it's like 13.7, I think, something like that, since Crackdown.
It's all about Crackdown boosted achievements.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how about you, sir?
Obviously, it's Killer Wolverine, and it's like 16.4 something.
Oh, he's playing a lot of sports games.
Yes. Yes.
Me, I played every one of them.
Yes.
And I think
open season.
I and open season. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I played.
Like, you're apologizing. I'm playing open season.
I'm sorry. I played
I'm
open
sorry
season
for all your gamers out there. I just want to say it'll never happen again.
I play bad games, so you don't have to. That's my excuse.
Nice. That's wonderful. Actually.
But anyway,
way to take one for the team.
Indeed. I know. My gamer, motherfucker.
You're not going to be able to talk.
My gamer tag is zero tolerance, and I have. I don't remember the little numbers either at this point. When I hit 1,000 more, I don't even notice it. But it's 47,700 something.
That sounds about right, because yeah. I look at yours with envy all the time. I'm like, that kid moved up 20 points. Like, I actually do notice the little numbers.
I had to go back.
My points are bigger than yours.
I don't think that'll fit.
If it does, you should make that.
My points are bigger than yours?
Yes.
You know, I actually have people on my list that are very close to me.
Really?
I have one guy that's at 32. I have another guy that's at 26. So,
but they find you and send you friend
yeah,
requests.
Yeah, they actually find me and send me friend requests.
So they're like a club for the high point people?
You know, it must be.
We're never going to see it.
It's like the Mile High Club or something.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous because I get like a friend request at least once a week. And I always message back because I don't just accept people. I'm like, who is this?
Right.
That's always my response. Who is this? And I usually get back. The best one I got was the other day. Somebody goes, I go, who is this? He's like, Jake from California. I was like, that's awesome. I don't live in California, but who the fuck are you?
Jake from California.
I was like, literally, I'm like, what do you know me?
Right.
I'm like, who am I? He's like, I saw you on a leaderboard. I'm like, well, I'm on a lot of those. Which one? Apparently it was on Blitz.
Really?
Because
really?
We went online and got on Blitz, me and Killer Wolverine did, and we were trading wins to get the achievement. And it's funny because when we traded wins, I ended up being number 3, I think, in the world. That's
wow.
How few people are playing that game
wow.
online. And it's funny because the top 3 people were all high achievement point people, so you know they were playing it just to get the achievements.
Right. That's sad, because Blitz actually is
it's a
game.
Really good game,
it's
except
a good game.
But when you play it, it's frustrating because it's very cheap.
It is.
The computer is very cheap. But anyway, let's move on to the actual discussion about achievement points. So, what we're going to talk about is, basically, we're going to talk about first the contest and what effect it has on gaming. And we're also going to talk about how this has changed the way people play video games. So let's start off with the contest. Who here signed up for the contest for some Old Spice goodness?
I did.
Did you sign up for it?
I actually didn't know there was a sign up.
Yeah, you have to sign up before you start earning points. Otherwise,
oh,
they don't know how you...
Crackdown points don't count?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay,
and you didn't sign up either.
Well,
you earned 400 in Crackdown.
I did not know there was a sign up. I thought that they were just like, you know, snapshotting off the servers, everybody's, you know, gamer score as of then, and, well, that's going to be nice, and going from there.
No, you actually have to sign up, you have to accept the terms, and you have to give your address, obviously, so they can ship you your shit.
All right,
so
I don't want shit shipped to me.
I want Fusion.
You don't
Frenzy
want Fusion 2? Frenzy 2?
Oh, well.
For free?
I thought you meant, you know,
for free.
Ship.
No, you're not going to ship, Microsoft's not going to ship you a box of poopy.
Bill Gates will deliver it personally.
It'll be
this
his.
Is for you.
It'll be his. It came out of his butt. It's gold.
Well, if it's golden shit, then hell yeah.
Alrighty then.
My way.
Well, that's kind of creepy.
He's in the hospital for, you know, for passing that, too. Oh,
my sphincter hurts.
When will this stop? Why does it every time?
I don't know. That's because of the way it is. But the achievement point contest is basically anybody who's over 10,000, which is majority here, can actually qualify for a tier 3, which will basically get you like a free game, a t-shirt, like a gamer picture, and some Microsoft points, and a copy of Contra. Fuck, that's a lot for just playing my games.
So what's the top tier? And are you in it?
Yeah, I'm in it. That's level 3.
Is 3 the top one?
3 is the top. 10,000 was the cutoff because they figured not many people were above 10,000.
Right.
So most people average around, I think, the 5 or 6,000 range. That's for average right now. And, So basically, you know, if you get in this, and you basically get rewarded for playing games. Now, what this has caused is it caused a surge in people playing games that they wouldn't normally play, which is the way achievements jumped off in the first place. When people started figuring out what they would do, like when you first got your Xbox, did you even care about the points?
I did not.
I didn't even know they were there.
No, I didn't either.
I popped in my games and I'm like sitting there playing. I'm like, what the fuck is this number that keeps racking up on my?
That's what I was looking at, like achievement. I don't care about no achievements. I'm just trying to play this good game.
And then all of a sudden, you start looking at them and stuff like Geometry Wars. Like when you started playing it and you looked at that one, you're like, you get points for surviving 60 seconds without shooting.
Yes. Like I was like, I have to do this.
I have to do this. So basically, it's gotten to the point now where every time you get a game, what's the first thing you do? You hit that guide button. What's the achievements? What's the achievements?
I do that too.
Now, what I want to discuss about this is, like, say for instance, people who own both consoles, the PS3 and the 360. This is actually a purchasing decision. This is a deal breaker. People will buy the 360 version just because it has the achievement points.
Yep,
and it's pretty much because you can get the full value of the $60 game. Because if you have the PS3 version and you go and beat it, there's probably still a lot of stuff you can do in the 360. You can look at that and see what else you have to do.
I noticed that a lot. Like when I put Virtua Fighter in today, I started going down through the menus. I'm like, man, it'd be an awesome achievement to like get to level 5 in the quest mode.
Right.
That should be an achievement. Or, you know, unlock so many items to customize your character. That should be an achievement.
Or being able to play online.
That's not an achievement. That should be standard.
Yeah,
but you know,
that's a whole
other conversation. But it's really sad because I'm very guilty of this, and it's obvious by my gamer score that every time you put in a game, you go to the achievements and you look at it, and you're like, what can I get right now?
Yeah.
What can I do? Like, how long you been playing Crackdown? And every time you play Crackdown, what are you aiming for?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get the card juggler.
Exactly. Would you do that? Would you do that otherwise?
No, I wouldn't care.
Who would have ever thought to do that? Exactly. Right. I mean, who would try to keep a car in the air for 7 seconds?
And it's stuff like that that makes people, you know, feel or, you know, try to achieve the rest of the features in the game.
Exactly.
Nobody else would try to keep a car up in the air playing that Crackdown.
No, you wouldn't
because
care.
Because there's an achievement for you, like, oh my god, I have to try this.
Even though it's for 15 points.
Right.
And you're like, I gotta do it though.
Yep.
Because when you hear that little noise is like it's like an aphrodisiac. And it comes on like, doink! Oh.
When you just dump endorphins in your... Oh.
I notice when I'm playing Crackdown, and like all of a sudden I'm not trying to get one, and one pops up like it did today when I got my 500 kills with explosives. I was like, what I get? That's the first thing I gotta do is I gotta hit that fucking button.
You be in a gang fight and everything, like, I don't even care. What was the achievement?
I was in the middle of a boss fight and it popped up. I'm like, doink! What I get? But it's just, it makes me laugh because when they first announced this, I scoffed at it. I'm like, are you serious? You're gonna give me points for just playing my game? And what do they do? That was the big question first. What do they do?
No.
What do I get for getting these?
You get nothing.
Nothing. You get absolutely nothing for this.
Yeah, we all.
It's like a status.
It is. It's basically a my dick is bigger than yours kind of thing.
Nice.
I mean, it literally. It's a penis showing.
Well, see, out of it is the full value of the game.
And that's another thing I want to talk about is, like, when you get a game, like, let's think of a good example here, like Dead Rising, which had some of the best achievements by far.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, it had some of the best achievements from the Zombie Genocider, which was kill 53,694 zombies in one game.
Which, for those that didn't know that, is actually the exact population of the town of Willamette.
That's right.
That the game is based on.
That's why
that number is what it is.
Exactly. And it literally took me probably 10 hours to do this, and you can't play the game. You just have to go to one section of the game and not let time progress.
Nice.
To do this. And I sat and I did it just to get this fucking achievement. And it's things like that that you will actually go off like and play the game differently and try to find more ways to get out of the game.
It's literally a game within the game.
It is. Like the Geometry Wars that we mentioned
it. Yeah.
You know, the Geometry Wars one where you gotta try to fight for 60 seconds without dying.
Right.
I mean, we'd literally sit there with a watch.
Right. Like, oh, please tell me 60 seconds is almost done. You just float around. Like, oh, please tell me 60 seconds is
almost done. It was me and Killer Wolverine, and we were sitting there, it's like, come on. Well, you can do it. And he gets pissed off, obviously, as he does with everything.
Indeed. Controller gets broken.
It was me and Killer Wolverine and my girlfriend were playing this, and one of us holding the watch, one of us moving the controller, you know, and it's like, are you fucking serious? And it, like, he died once, and I just looked at him and I go, you don't want to know. It was 58.
other controller bit the dust that day.
I know.
No, it because it was my controller. Yeah, I don't if it would have bit the dust, then we would have had a problem.
Don't even think about it.
Don't even think about it. Don't even do it. But with these achievements in this, does it... Okay, let me ask you guys. Does it affect your purchase decision? Say, like, if you had a PS3, would you buy it for the 360 because of achievement points?
See, no. No, I wouldn't. I don't think having the achievement points affects my purchase. I think once I get the game, said game, home, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, I think that's what makes me keep it longer. Cause,
the achievement points makes you keep the game longer, right?
Yeah, okay. And that's as sad as that may sound. I go through games like I go through underwear. Like, I literally only have maybe 2 games in my collection at a time.
That was too but much information. Thank you.
Oh my God.
That's why we can't play online with you, because you trade in your shit all the time. It's like, hey, Terrence, you want
to
play Rainbow Six?
No, I
nah,
had to sell
I
it for drugs.
It. I had to sell it for drugs.
According to Killer Wolverine.
I didn't say that!
Yes, get in.
Oh my God.
I heard it.
Whatever.
But that's fine. Anyway, that's not why I traded my game in case you all are wondering.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, but he didn't say it.
I just agreed with it.
It doesn't affect my overall purchase, but it does help me keep it longer. So I'm trying to get that last achievement that I can't get so I can finally get another game that has 1,000 points.
But shouldn't that affect your purchase then? Because if you know you're going to get more out of your games...
It should, but I don't look at the achievements before I buy it. So I don't know what's going to, what exactly the achievements are going to entail before I pick it
See,
up.
See, I have a bookmark to a site called Achieve360Points.com, and they put up the achievements before the game comes out. I'm on that every day seeing what's new.
I didn't even know there was a website for that.
Dude, there's a community for this shit. A giant community for this. Leaderboards. Fucking, you can sort it by your country. You can sort it by your gamer tag. You can sort it by your gamer zone. You can sort it by anything. You can sort it by game. You know we have a leaderboard?
No.
For our site?
I did not know this.
Yeah, there is a custom leaderboard that has the 20 people on it that is readers and writers for the site and just friends and people on the site. And there's 20 people on it, and there's a leaderboard that shows it keeps track of every single game. We even have a little gamer card for the site that shows you the top 5 played games, how many achievements have been earned, how many points have been earned, how many players have been in there, and you can even sort it by game.
Nice. I need to go look at this. I did not know that.
Yeah, you've seen our gamer card page, right? Where it shows at the top, there's a link that says custom leaderboards for us.
Huh.
You click on that, it shows the 20 people, and it shows the list. And
all right. Well,
I think you moved up to third.
Awesome.
He's second.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right here, buddy.
And you were last.
That won't be for too long.
But you moved
last.
Up. You moved up to, like, 17th, I think.
I know.
So.
17th out of 18?
Out of 20.
Oh, okay.
So
sweet, yeah.
So yeah, definitely stop by and check that. But I mean, it's brought a whole community of people. Like, you go to the forums on these, and there's people in there giving tips on how to get certain achievements, like the Pac-Man achievement for eating all 4 ghosts 4 times in 1 level.
I didn't even know there was an achievement
for that. Yeah, you have no idea how hard that is.
Oh man, I got this one achievement the other day on Miss Pac-Man, where I ate 3 ghosts at once.
Yeah, imagine doing that 4 times, all 4 ghosts in 1 level.
That would be incredibly tough, but you know something? It would add even more to the game.
Yeah.
Because you'll be like, they'll be chasing you, and you'll be like trying to outmaneuver them, and trying to get them all together.
So you can get them all in one bite, and if you fuck it up, you gotta start over, because you only have 4 power pellets.
The thing is, I would think that the strategy would obviously... be best if you start from the very first stage.
Probably because they stay blue longer.
Yeah.
And that makes a difference.
And they're slower.
But it's that achievement that made you think that.
Yeah.
Nothing else, because you would have never sat there and go, I wonder if I can eat all 4 ghosts on this level one
right.
time.
Right. Because Pac-Man is all about, trying to get the high score.
Exactly.
And
the high score doesn't mean shit anymore, except if it's an achievement score.
Right.
So... It's crazy. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is basically what Sony and Nintendo, do they need to do something like this to help boost?
It would help.
I mean, do you think it's too late to implement something like that?
No, and no
it's
one
never too late.
Sony
copies everything?
Copies
is that what you were going
everything.
For?
They were supposed to copy the achievements. They're called entitlements.
Yeah, they were supposed to do that
That's
first.
Right. What
and Resistance
that?
Has it built in, but you don't get any points for it.
So what happened with it? They just was like, okay, we're blatantly ripping Microsoft off now.
I don't think they admitted that. I think didn't they said it was a bad idea?
They said that it was too much for them to get it done by launch, I think.
Oh, so something like that they do later.
Because you think about it, you really have to put a lot into that in your console. It has to be built in, it has to be streamlined, and it has to be across every game, which even their network isn't yet.
I did not know that.
So, you didn't know that PlayStation Network is not streamlined?
No, I thought it was.
I mean, like, literally, Resistance has a separate friends list from your console's friends list.
See, I thought that it was like 360, where you have a friends list. I thought that's what they said, too.
That's what they claimed, yeah.
Universal.
No, it's not.
I didn't know that.
No, it is not universal at all. Like, if I'm playing Resistance and say you have a PS3, I have to add you to my friends list on Resistance, too, as well as my console.
See?
So, right. Yeah, but right. I only have one friend on my PS3 friends list.
Nice.
And it's the Boogeyman.
The Boogeyman.
So, you know, it's like he's the only other person I know that has PS3, so.
Nice.
And I don't play online that much to make it matter anyway, but still, it's just, I don't know. I think that these kind of things will make a difference.
I think it might be too late, though.
It might be.
I mean, if they implement it now they have to go back and add points for all the games.
Yeah, all the previous games.
Because if they don't, people are going to be pissed.
Well, people are going to be pissed whatever you do.
Well, right. Yeah.
Did you see the uproar over the no arcade game this week?
Yeah.
People were telling Microsoft they're the worst company in the world because you didn't give me a new arcade game this week, and I fucking hate you. I'm trading in my console. It's like,
right. Well, yeah.
Seriously, dude, you just a little over. You drama queens.
Right.
The internet is full of drama queens. Like, seriously, you're gonna be pissed because you didn't get a new game this week.
Right.
Play
See,
pocket crack.
You know what? Yeah. Hopefully, and that's some words of wisdom there. People,
it is
Killer Wolverine. Hopefully, that means that next week will be Symphony of the Night. I realize that I'm wishing upon a star, people, but I'm really. Really want to play Symphony of the Night.
I want to play through it again for like the fourth or fifth time, something like that.
But I have the PlayStation version, which I've been playing, but I want to play it on my 360 because I want what? The achievement.
Exactly. Yes. That was my next question.
I want to play this game.
Have you seen the achievements?
You just said, a few minutes ago, say it doesn't affect your decision on multi-console games.
Well, it doesn't affect my original purchasing decision, but if you had read my little gamer quote, I said that Castlevania is the best game ever. Hands down, I think it's the best game ever, which means I will buy it however many. I will pay $200 to get the Castlevania on my 360. It
you
does
heard
not
that,
matter
Microsoft.
How much that they charge, I will pay it to play that on
you
my
need to. You need to tag his gamer card and make sure you charge him $200 for Symphony of the Night when it comes out.
Because I would pay it, because I think that is the best game ever. I like that game.
Well, I'm about to buy another version of Mortal Kombat 2, so I'm right there with you, and I think I own 25 versions of it.
Wow.
So it's coming to the PlayStation Network store. I will buy it again.
Nice.
Again. That's just me. Any version of it that comes out. But this is going to be my third copy of Symphony. So, I'm not
second,
any better.
Because I still have my, like, the original one that came out of PlayStation.
I have the Saturn one.
I don't have the Saturn.
And I will probably buy the PSP version. The one that comes,
PSP?
It comes packed in with the Rondo of Blood remake.
Yes, it
I didn't
does.
Know it was, I didn't
it's
know it was
a,
the
two
night.
Games
I
on one
else.
Disc.
Yeah, Rondo of Blood, Dracula
the prequel,
X.
I know that.
And it's
that.
Both games on one disc, Rondo of Blood remade with 3D.
And you know what? I might buy a PSP just to play that.
Because
I've never played Rondo of Blood. That's what I'm saying. That's not affecting, you know, why I'm getting it. But it helps the decision with that game. It gives me something to shoot for. Because I know where everything is in that game. Well, not everything. I never got
well,
the
there's an achievement for completing the full 200, was it 206%
yeah,
of the castle?
I think the highest I got ever was like 176 something.
Thing is, I actually got like 201%.
You the man.
And I think I was searching up and down that castle. I was looking in every nick and cranny, and I could not find those last couple percents.
Yeah,
it was. I loved it, man.
And he will play it again.
Game.
But if you have that achievement, and that's another thing that goes back to the penis show,
right?
If you have that achievement, you're the shit.
Right. And people will ask you, so how'd you get it?
Oh my
God. Can't find this.
How did you get that? You
right.
know? And there's so many of those achievements that people look at. Like when I look at somebody's list that has Geometry Wars survived a million, I go, you the fucking man.
I sent that.
I
want to
somebody.
I said it.
I can't even get to a million.
I can't even get to 500,000 myself.
To a million.
I'm like, are you fucking serious?
You know something? I think tonight I'm going to try to look up on YouTube. I want to see a video of someone doing that.
I've watched them, and I still don't get it. They make it look like it's nothing.
Yeah, people try to give me tips, and I'm like, I know. I don't know. The explosion of colors is, like, too much.
I know. It, like, fills the screen. I'm like, I can't even see my dude anymore.
No, right.
I'm like, I can't see him anymore.
I don't even know where he's at. And then I die, and I'm like, oh, he was right there.
Oh, okay. Now I know. But anyway, getting back to the achievement discussion, let's take it to the downsides of achievement.
Well, there's a good side, too, of some games. You didn't go over the viral achievements that actually, you know...
Oh, that force you to get online
and play online and have fun with other people and play and make new friends.
You mean like the itchy burning sensation?
From NFL Blitz, yeah. No, I'm sorry, not NFL Blitz.
Right,
Blitz the league.
Sued. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, EA gonna come get me. Oh, Lord have mercy on my soul. EA gonna spank my ass. Anyway. But they did it in Small Arms. They did it in Need for Speed Carbon. And they did it in Blitz the League.
See, the only one I knew about was Blitz. What was it in the other two?
It's the same idea. You get online and you play against somebody that has it. But I think the first time anybody mentioned it was Small Arms. Because it's, I can't remember what the achievement's called. But it's really cool because you started off with like four people that have it. And then it just spreads. And that and when you have that achievement, people know that you played on... Oh, Tony Hawk's one that has one, too.
Oh.
So, it is a really cool idea. But now, the downside of online achievements, though, is that not everybody likes them. Because, like, with Gears of War, you would have more fun getting online with just us and playing a game than you would jumping into a ranked game.
Right.
But that also means we are never going to get the achievements.
Right.
And that sucks.
And I never... And this is bad, I think, since I had my 360. When I had Halo on the Xbox, I would do it all the time. But since I had my 360, I don't play online games unless somebody I know is online playing it.
That's the thing with 360 is it's supposed to be about playing with your friends.
Right.
And most of these achievements you have to do in ranked matches.
Right.
And that's what sucks. If you're going to make them online, that's fine. But don't make them do them in ranked matches.
Yeah.
And that's what hurts. I understand that if you don't make them do them in ranked matches, they can just go in and... sit there and kill each other back and forth, but they still do that in ranked matches.
Yes, they do.
And that's what brings it down, is people hopping in and just doing it. And, you know, if it's just you and somebody else, okay, that's fine, you're doing your own thing, but it's the guys that hop into, like, the 16-player games.
Right.
And they just constantly do it. Like when we used to play Halo, it was like, I need to level down.
Yeah, and people would just, like, dance in front of me, kill me, please, kill me,
yeah.
Kill me. I'm like, oh my God.
Like, seriously, are you suicidal? Are you emo?
Right.
I'm trying to figure you out, you just want to die. But it's the online achievements are the ones that hurt. Because they make you do them in ranked matches mostly. And, you know, honestly, out of all the games that I have, a lot of the online achievements I don't even have.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, unless I have friends that have that game, like when me and Killer Wolverine get in and play Lost Planet, we can usually get into a match by ourselves because there's not a lot of people online.
Right.
So we get into a ranked match together and we just screw around, you know, and get the achievements back and forth. We trade kills, whatever. But when people hop into, like, the big 16-player games... I would be more apt to play Gears of War online if I could get the achievements, and that's sad.
Wow.
That's a downside.
Yeah.
Because I would love to get online and play that game constantly with just, like, everybody that has it. All right. My friends on my friends list that have it. Just
yeah.
Hop into one big 8-player game and everybody just have fun. I wouldn't even be going for them. I would just be playing and getting them as I go along. But the fact that I have to play with complete asshole strangers to get them, I am not happy about that.
Hey, do you guys have a gauntlet?
Yes, I do.
No, I do. I bought gauntlet, and after I bought it, I was like, why did I buy a gauntlet? I bought it when I first got my 360, so I'm like looking at the downloadable, kind of like, wow, there's a lot of gauntlet. I have to have gauntlet. Haven't
yeah.
played it since.
He has
haven't
gauntlet.
Haven't touched it since.
Mr. Killer Wolverine has gauntlet. You have gauntlet.
Yeah.
I have every arcade game. Don't
we
ask
might,
me if I have gauntlet.
This is true. You do. We might have to play some gauntlet, Dan.
Yeah.
I would love to get on it. You know what? I bet we could even get in a ranked match and get achievements.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
that's going to be awesome.
Well, because we tried. I mean, we didn't have to be in a ranked match to do those, did we?
No, I don't think
we were
so.
Trying to get the high score.
Wait a minute. Gauntlet has a ranked match?
Yeah.
It's Gauntlet.
It's still, everything has a ranked match.
Wow.
You know, it's
okay.
Crackdown. The greatest game
but
ever.
It's co-op.
Still, it's the greatest game ever.
He's just, you know what, that's why he's not talking, he's just thinking about going back and playing it.
This is actually, because you know what, when I was like, come on, you going? He's like, no, I don't want to leave my TV, I'm playing Crackdown.
Because, you know, in
like,
his head
oh
right now,
God.
All he hears is...
No, I'm not...
he's his agent jumping around
tired.
Collecting orbs.
So tired.
That's all he can think of right now.
No, I'm actually thinking about sleep.
No, he's not.
I'm so tired.
No, he's not. He's going to go home and it's going to say Crackdown.
He's going to count orbs as he falls asleep.
Right.
But yeah, we should definitely get on and play Gauntlet because between me and him, we couldn't stay alive long enough to get the, 30,000 points, I think it is.
Wow.
Co-op screen, you know. There, and you guys will all get an achievement. I think, did you get it yet? Just playing with four people online.
No, I didn't get that.
There's an achievement for just playing a four-player game.
Didn't know that.
So
we never got four players in.
Yeah, we never got four. We always got two. But that would be cool because that's the kind of thing that makes you play a four-player game.
Right.
That's what the achievements do.
We got four players right here.
Exactly. We can have the four horsemen playing Gauntlet.
Indeed. The wizard is about to die.
The wizard is
good stuff.
Elf needs food.
Badly.
Wow. It's like this pause. Like, he's like, the elf needs food. Badly. Like, oh, shoot, I got to
pass
the food.
All right. One last topic on achievements before we close up this session. But how do you feel about Microsoft's new policy on them with the ability to add 250 to retail games and, was it, 50 to the arcade games?
I love it. And it's not just because of the achievement points. It's because now they're going to add, they have to add something that'll make the game, you know, more enjoyable. Well, not in every case, but it'll make the game longer in essence. So there'll be something else to do once you get finished. So once you get done cleaning up Crackdown, there'll be something else for you to do. So it's kind of like an expansion of sorts that now they have the option of adding that, you know, you can get achievements for.
Yeah, and like with Cameo, when they added all those achievements to it, they couldn't add points.
Right.
So there was like 24 brand new achievements that were worth 0 points.
I saw that.
And I still go in and try to get them even though they're not worth anything. And that's what I find funny about the achievements, because like I could earn 1,000 points in Cameo but only have 30 out of 50 achievements. So nice. I would feel dirty on my list. Like, you know how much it bugs me that I have Lord of the Rings Battle for Middle-earth 2. Have every point you can earn in that game, but I'm missing one achievement that's worth 0 points. And it drives me crazy.
Wow.
And you know how hard it is to get that achievement that's worth 0 points?
What is worth zero?
You gotta lose 10 times in a row online. In a ranked match.
So you're gonna be like the people, hey, I'm not gonna build anything, just come destroy my base.
But literally, if you played the game 10 times online, it would probably take you 30 hours.
Yeah, I've played that game. It's good.
Because it took me 8 hours to boost all the the wins I had to get online.
Nice.
And I did that just by me and another guy going, come over and destroy my base.
We'll take turns. We'll take turns.
We did, literally, like all night. We're falling asleep. One of my says, my turn. Okay, now it's your turn. Okay, now it's my turn. You come over and destroy my base. Dude, it's like 5:30. We only got 10 more. Let's do this. I'm fucking finish this game.
Hey, you know what game I'm really looking forward to?
What's that?
Command & Conquer 3.
Oh, Tiberium Wars?
Yeah.
Great to Deja Vu.
I'm feeling a very strict thing of Deja Vu, and I have no idea why.
Whoa.
But I think if they implement the Lord of the Rings control scheme for the 360 version, that it'll work very well.
Yeah, I heard that they are, and they're actually going to improve it with suggestions made by the fans.
You gotta make crazy funny noises. In case you didn't know, we were in the middle of a podcast, and all of a sudden the phone rang. There's fucking people calling. But anyway, isn't it made by the same team?
Yeah, so, it is.
So I wonder what the achievements will be.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But I think that wraps up our discussion about achievements, so we're going to take one last break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll be able to get some words out of the Sleepy over here, because we're going to talk about some Crackdown, and we're going to pick the top 10 things that you want to do in the game once you max out your character. So, Mr. Khan, if you take me out. Alright, we're going to finish out the show in celebration of Microsoft's latest masterpiece, Crackdown, made by Dave Jones and Real Time Worlds, the original creator of Grand Theft Auto. So we're going to start off with, once you max your character out, because obviously that's going to be the first thing you do, because if you want to do these fun little activities, you're going to need the biggest power, you're going to need the highest jump, and you're definitely going to need some explosive madness going on. So anyway,
what are you doing?
What just happened?
Technical difficulties.
I just saw Jesus' eyes. Anyway, so we're going to start off with what's the first thing is the ramp jumping with the ramp trucks. Once you max out your driving skills, you got to bring the SUV out and put the ramp truck in some really fun places. Like, for instance, maybe in front of a, you know... I don't fucking know. Somebody help me out here.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
I'm a Killer Wolverine. We parked it in front of, like, this building on the Volk side. I'm saying that right. And he went back from, like, the starting point and drove towards it. And this was after he maxed it out. He went up the ramp, and I guess he flipped a few times and landed perfectly across. It was a river that was, like, after the building. He went across the river and landed perfectly, like, in this little parking garage on the other side.
Did he land in a parking spot?
I'm like, oh, my God. It wasn't a parking spot, actually. It was, like, catacorner in a parking spot. It's like, oh, my God.
He drives like this better than he does in real life. What happened? All right, but here's one of the things that I want to try. Once I max out my strength, I want to go to, was it China? The Sheng whatever?
Yeah. Sheng Ha.
I don't
like
remember
that.
The name of the
Asian town.
Asian town is what
yeah,
we refer to it online.
Yeah. Big trouble in little China.
But I want to go over there and grab about six of those missile trucks. Six missile trucks. And stack them on top of each other, and then, but stack them near an agency checkpoint. Keep going back to the agency checkpoint, taking turns, and just dropping limpet charges onto the six missile trucks. Climb up to the top of the highest building next to where we are, and detonate the fuck out of that shit.
Nice. Wow. I want to see that explosion.
It's the Volk, though. It's the Russian territory. The missile trucks.
Is it the... Okay, it's the Volk with the...
No,
I thought that
right.
was in the...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I thought that was in the Asian
they
town.
They drive freaking missile trucks.
I know, they're like flying around. Like, the first time it was... I hadn't seen... This was awesome. I hadn't seen one yet. So I'm running around trying to run over people to upgrade my driving skills, and he starts yelling at me. He's like, come over here, come over here, come over here, I got something for you. So I'm running over to him. I walk around the corner. Motherfucker's carrying one. In his hands, I walk around the corner. I'm like, oh, my fucking God. Okay, now here's the best part of the story. He's running down the street, like, running towards me, like, in the movies, like, da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, he falls. A car came up behind him and hit him in the ass, dropped the missile truck on his head. I was running down the street looking towards us. I was like, that's the fucking funniest thing. He gets up, and what's the first thing he said? Why'd you shoot me? I'm like, what the fuck? I know he's always blaming you, and then what do you do when you get up on the roof?
Right.
Oh, the next thing we love to do, we're playing tag.
Right, playing tag. That's another fun thing.
The playing tag is great because when you play with Killer Wolverine, you climb up to a building. You're not playing.
You don't even know.
You get up to the top of the building. Well, our idea of tag, we played it in the demo, and he played fair then. But anyway, our idea of tag is you get in there and you start playing and you pick a point to start. And one person gets to be it first. Now, in order to get the other person tagged, you have to kick them.
Yes.
And you have to make them, you know, do the ragdoll thing.
Right.
But when Killer Wolverine plays now, because he's so much higher than the rest of us,
right.
We're just standing there next to each other like, do you see that orb?
Right. Like,
he just fucking kicks you off the building.
And he's like, you're it. And runs the other
way. Yeah, you're it, and then he runs. I'm like, dude, you're a level.
I'm still falling while you're running. Like, I haven't hit the ground.
And he just starts running off away. Well, I'll see you later. It's like when Eddie Murphy said, I'm going to do the moonwalk. Hey, baby, want to dance? See you later. But there's also variations of tag you can play. The best one is to try rocket tag once you clear out the shipyard with all the big crates and stuff.
Yeah.
Get two rocket launchers and go over there. And since you can't technically lock onto the other player unless you're right up next to him, you know, you can't lock on with the rocket.
Right.
So just get the straight shooting rocket, and the first person to hit the other person is it.
Nice.
So that's another version of tag.
I just thought of one. You play car tag. Pick up vehicles and try to hit each other.
Try to hit each other with a vehicle?
Yeah.
Now that would be interesting.
Yeah.
But do it on the rooftops.
Right.
Oh, see, it's always better to do it on the rooftops.
Everything is better on the rooftops.
Everything is better. You know, there's actually a basketball court in the Mexican, the Los Muertos area. There, if you go to the light post go to the light post and break the light post, the little balls fall off. The little light balls, you can pick them up like basketballs and shoot them into the basketball hoops.
Nice.
So there's another thing.
So
and then
basketball to play.
Did he tell you found the rubber ducky?
He found the rubber ducky. Some building has a pool, and there's this rubber duck.
Nice.
And he picked up the rubber ducky and was throwing it at people.
It bounced.
He was
really
bouncing
hard.
It off the highway, which was awesome.
You know what?
Because I tried to get the achievement.
I was
going to
say, because
all
so
it did
light.
Is it fell fast, really hard down, and then it just bounced.
Well, that's
like
because that
feet.
Rubber ducky needed to lose some weight.
Right.
Did the rubber ducky squeak when it would like hit?
No, it did not squeak.
That would be awesome.
It might have squeaked when it hit the ground, but I was like 100 feet in the air. So.
That's
he was more worried about him bouncing.
Right.
Yes. And yeah, did you fall? revive him.
There's nothing better than playing with Killer Wolverine when he misses a jump.
Yes.
When he jumps and you hear, whoo, oh, fucking hell, that's going to hurt.
Yes. This is going to hurt.
That's just the greatest thing to hear in your headset when you're playing. You're like, oh, shit, that's going to fucking hurt.
And you're like, what? You're like, oh, shoot, I saw that. I was over. That looked like it hurt.
I was telling him about Professor Chaos, whatever his name is. I was telling him how when we were playing yesterday.
Why I got to be disrespected
we went to the Asian town and we found the guys with the heat-seeking rockets.
Oh yeah.
And how when I just jumped up to a high building and it got my feet barely touched and I got hit with one and then knocked all the way down and then my body draped over a fence post and then fell another 30 feet.
Good stuff. Jeez. Just back down.
I'm telling you, these are just
always find something fun and just.
The glitches
are
funny.
The game.
Like, there's a couple, like, you're just driving along, and all of a sudden you just see a car explode from nowhere.
Oh, what was the, we were driving around coming back from killing the girl in the cave, and we're driving down the street.
That was hard.
Yeah, it was extremely hard. But we're driving down the street, and you can see the highway in the distance. All of a sudden, we just see this fucking car go flying off the side of the highway. We're like, that is awesome.
Random stuff happens, even if you don't do it. Like, I was standing there waiting for him to come, and I'm looking at the bridge, and, like, this car just drives. I was like, they committed suicide right in front of me.
And then, remember when we talked about the demo and how I said, it glitched, and I ended up, halfway across the board?
Yeah.
It happened again. And that's how I got four of my...
The high-flying and
yeah,
the...
Yeah, that's how I got
six-second.
The like, I was,
to figure it out.
Yeah, we
got to
figure it out on our own.
I was in the I guess what you call it, the Batmobile. When you upgrade your driving skill to four, it looks like the Batmobile. And I was out, testing the gun, shooting some bad guys, and exploding a lot of cars. And then all of a sudden, I was halfway across the map. I'm like, oh, okay.
You know what really grinds my gears about the Batmobile?
The grind killers.
Is that you can't do any stunts with that car.
Oh, I know, because it just falls off the ramp.
Yeah, the only one you can do stunts with is the SUV.
But the SUV is so much better because it flips better. Like, you control it in the air better.
And then, like, if you level up, you can hold down the jump button. And
yeah,
jump
you could jump
at
the
high
peak of the jump and just fucking fly. I'm gonna jump the Ferris wheel soon. I'm gonna do
nice.
It.
Yeah, I never thought about doing
I'm gonna put the ramp, because there's a ramp truck right in front of the carnival.
Yeah.
So you pull it out of there, put it there, I'm gonna fucking, when I get driving up to level 4, because I'm only level 2 right now. When I get it up to 4, my ass is going up in there.
Alright.
I'm telling you that right now. I'm doing a front flip, back flip, swan dive into that bitch. It's going to happen.
Right over the Ferris wheel. Alright.
But the what was the another funny one we were doing yesterday? He was trying to pick up a car because we were trying to put a car on the roof. He killed the person inside the car. And he picks up the car and he brings it over to me. I'm like, there's a dead body in the car. There's a dead woman in the car. She's still in there.
She's all, slouched over.
She's all, laying on the steering wheel, like...
At least open the door.
At least open the door and let her out. Because she's
some
fucking
dignity,
just dead.
Man.
I'm telling you. It's just... See, we need to get you in there and start playing, because we haven't really played. Gambus just got it last night, and he was online. I was going to hop on with you, but I was tired. And I was like, you know what? I need to go to bed. But we need to hop on and go into co-op and get you leveled up. Because right now, if I stood next to you, I'd be like 10 feet taller than
you. Right.
Yeah.
You'd be like mini-me. Like, hey.
My dude would kick you, and you would go through I wish there was a football field in this game. I would fucking take pedestrians over there and punt them through the field goal box.
You know what? That's an achievement if you're listening real-time world. Put a football field in there, and the longest punt and kicking some. That's awesome.
You could makeshift one. Just, have, two buildings that look like uprights and just...
We could do that.
That's
we could do agent field goals.
I got an idea for the top 10.
Okay. We're not really doing a top 10. We're just discussing.
We're
if you got a good idea, bring it on.
This discussion would lead right into it. Think of, maybe top 10 or top 5 things that you would like to see in a part 2.
Things I would like to see added to a Crackdown?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Taking the game to the next level and make it even crazier.
You just took this podcast to the next level.
Oh.
So five. Let's think about this for a second. 5 things.
One I would like to see, which I thought you could do in this one, is actually pick up your own teammate.
Yeah.
Possibly, if say you or someone else we're playing with doesn't have agility,
you can throw them up to get the agility orbs.
I kind of Splinter Cell when you do the co-op, like he like lifts.
Oh
up
yeah,
the
gives
other
him
guy,
the boost or whatever.
Like, yeah, like that. That would be cool.
You should be. I thought you'd be able to do that in this.
Even
one,
if you
I guess.
Could pick up like the people that you're killing, like instead of like their dead body, just picking up and throwing it. If you could like hold them while you're like punching them in with a punch,
yeah,
would be good to see another one. Let's see some real melee combat other than just a spin kick. Right?
Okay,
like,
another
like, no weapon combat.
Here's a good one. Make it four players.
Yes.
Yes.
Instead of two.
Definite, yes.
Make it four, oh, yeah. And just imagine the chaos.
Oh man.
You know, shit. Make it 16.
Oh man.
Nah, 16.
No, online deathmatch would be fun in this.
Deathmatch would be fun, but the world is too big.
Yeah.
The world is
well,
too big for a deathmatch.
They would obviously make different worlds for online play, make it smaller. But I think it's big because it incorporates, you know, your agility. If it's a small map, you can jump all the way across.
Right, like, dude, I don't land in the next map.
But I think that would
happen.
Be fun. I think that would be fun in that big world, at least. All right,
I think
players,
a deathmatch would be fun, but you would have to, like, section off maybe an island.
Yeah.
Like, just Los Muertos. Yeah,
yeah,
one of those
right.
By itself, that would
right.
Be a good... Like, you'd have the blue walls, like in the demo.
Yep.
Section that off for deathmatch.
But
death
I think
match.
They did incorporate it, because it would be unfair. Say you jumped in with all your abilities maxed out, someone just came in, you kick them once, or even stare at them, they
you
die.
Know what I like to see in the sequel? Planes and boats. I like to see some planes and boats.
But really, honestly, do you care about the car, the vehicles? Because
I
you spend most of your time on foot.
I do, actually.
It's really what's...
It
you use
really
the cars more as props than you do actual...
Really true.
You do. You use them more as props than you do actual
well,
driving.
I want to see, like, some aerial stunts or some water stunts.
You'd
or
be like
work.
In Just Cause, man, where you
exactly.
Stick your bionic
like,
commando.
Yes, or
something
like that.
How about this? An airplane driving close to the city, and you can jump off the roof and grab a hold of the wing.
Yes.
You can do that in Just Cause.
Yes, you can.
It's awesome.
It's a really good game.
I love Just Cause. And they got ripped like shit.
Yeah,
and I was
did,
like, are you crazy?
Good.
That game was fun.
But they're supposed to be making a sequel.
I'll buy it.
I would.
I love the first one. But you know what I would really love in Crackdown? Not boats or planes, but motorcycles. Especially dirt bikes.
That would probably be better. That would
dirt
be
bikes.
Better.
I mean, could you imagine how fucking far you could jump a dirt bike?
Oh yeah,
Lord.
That'd be rad. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So like MX style tricks.
To be able to jump off of it while you're in midair.
That's awesome.
And shoot people from the bike.
Yes.
Want to be able to shoot people from the bike. That's another thing they need to fix, is be able to shoot from the passenger seat.
Right. Yeah. Because like, if you ride with somebody, you just kind of sit there.
Yeah, you can't even honk the horn.
Yeah,
he
kind of
like rocks.
I was sitting there when...
I'm trying to honk the horn.
Yeah, I was sitting there and hit the B button like, oh.
All you can do is spin the camera around.
Right.
Or get out. Or get out.
Get out and then you tuck and roll.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Now,
and he like hops up ready for action.
When the sequel comes out, would you want to keep your character all maxed out, or do you believe we should start from the beginning?
I think you should
think
keep
you
your character.
I think
you should
the,
be able to import your character.
I think you would be able to, too.
But I think if you are able to import your character, then it should turn up
tougher.
The difficulty,
it
like,
a
lot.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
definitely.
Way up, if you're going to start with a maxed out
character.
You know
what, I forgot about that. We're playing on the easiest setting.
Right.
So, oh, damn.
Yeah.
I've heard that the ridiculous setting is ridiculous.
I
it's ridiculous
I've
right
read
now
the,
where we're at.
Oh, the Chinese district right now, it's ridiculous.
You get owned really quick. And they come from nowhere.
Oh,
like,
I know.
You kill one, you're like, I'm surrounded. What?
Well, it's like,
are they cloaking?
You, like, you take them out and, you know, try to build up your guys without killing the bosses. That's the easiest way to, you know, bring up your abilities. And then it's clear for like 2 minutes, and all of a sudden, you see these little red darts march your way. Like,
right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's time to go.
You know something? I don't even have my character leveled up hardly at all. And I went to the Asian section just to check it out. Man... I went in there.
I'm sorry.
Real quick.
And I was running the whole time, and I kept on checking the map. Okay, I go that way to get out of here. And I ran in and I ran out just as quick.
I remember, like, when my character was that low, like, I'd be in a car driving, and I see a rocket hit up, and I turn, make a U-turn. Get up out of here. It ain't worth it.
I still remember the first time we saw the heat-seeking rockets. He's jumping from building to building. He's like, oh, I think I found... You just see the rocket come flying out. He's like, I think I found the heat-seeking rockets. I'm like, cool.
I'll get him.
Because I was like, what is that noise? And I see this rocket come. I'm like, okay, I'll just jump over to avoid it. And it just kind of went up with me. And I'm like, well, shit.
You know, as many times as I see them, the explosions never get old.
No.
Like, no matter how many times I blow up people flying, doing cartwheels, and on fire, I never get tired of watching
that. I like
that.
The explosions.
I mean, it's just... That's why I want to literally, like, I'm sure you've seen the videos on YouTube where people just pile... Like tons of cars in the middle of an intersection.
And it's cool.
And just fucking.
I had cars, I had a bunch of barrels. Like, and I stepped back, I threw a single grenade, like,
just down.
It's just chain reaction. Boom, 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 boom. I showed him the docks one, where all the barrels are lined up in the docks.
Yeah.
I showed him that one, and then he just looked at that like, holy shit. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you ain't seen nothing yet.
No, yeah, the explode.
That's a cool, like, in order one, but wait till you see, like, some fucking... Because
right.
We've seen them just...
Set stuff up.
Oh, man, we've seen them on accident. Just be fighting people when you shoot one, like especially in Asian town.
Yeah.
You ever notice when you run around in Asian town and when you're running away, all you hear is.
Yeah, that's like, why I kind of run from side to side. Never straight line.
Oh, man.
If you haven't gathered, folks, it's a good game. Go get it.
You need to buy it.
Go get it.
I mean,
don't
literally.
Rent it, buy it. You know what I would like to see in a sequel? Another power that you can upgrade.
What would it be, though?
Cool. Yeah, what would it be? I would be...
Unless they give you the power of flight, then you'd be Superman.
That would kind of take away from the game.
It would.
I'm just saying that. Like, that's the only... Like, I don't know what else it could be.
I think maybe a chi power to where you could throw, like, energy.
What about, like, a psycho power? Like, where you could move shit with your mind?
That would be sweet.
What about a sequel to PsyOps?
I've been begging for one for years.
I don't know if it's awesome, but yeah, that's what that would
that's
be.
That's called the Star Wars Force Unleashed.
That
if it's done right.
Yeah.
If it's done right.
You know what else I'd like to see? When you would, like, when you do a jump and you hit a wall, actually being able to repel off of the wall into the opposite direction.
Like in Mario, like when you jump and, like, kick off of?
Yeah, kicking off of a wall to where you could, like, kick off another wall. And maybe that could be its own upgradability power. And get this. Jump kicks in the middle of a wall repel.
Yeah, being able to attack in the air would have added a lot to
that. I think
that
would go under agility. I don't really think you could make any more powers. I think that's good.
Maybe you just upgrade agility to the point where you can bounce off things.
Well, if they make a sequel and they let you use your souped up agent, they're going to have to add like 3 more stars or something.
And what Genghis Khan said, I would like destructible buildings.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I would love to see a sequel with destructible environments.
Like when you're done, the building there would be no buildings.
But
there would just be barren land.
Is because I mean, and I don't know. I guess maybe the 360 can handle this. It already you can leave a car on in Asian Town and go back to Los Muertos and come back to Asian
and it's
Town.
Still
and
there.
Your car is still right. There. If you add destructible buildings in there, that's gonna take away from some of the jumping and how much that it can graphically do. Because like now you destroyed this building, so it has to recognize that you went over here and destroyed this one. This is here. That's like a lot of stuff that
it is. It's really
cool to see.
It's really cool to see, but it would be something that you would need to have like a sandbox type.
Right.
It's not actually the game. It's just a mode where you can go in and just destroy anything you want.
That would be cool.
And if you do it like that...
Put like a multiplayer mode.
Exactly, where you can just go in and just do, like, destruction.
Right.
Just destroy everything in the level, and first person to do that wins or whatever. But you couldn't put it into the actual game, because then you wouldn't be able to progress in the game, because there'd be fucking orbs just hanging up in the air.
Like, why'd that orb float? Oh, snap, it's a building.
There used to be a building there, now I can't get to the orb. Fuck!
the part that I was thinking about where you can, like... repel off a wall and do a jump kick, I was thinking that maybe because, you know, you're the characters that you play in the game are biologically enhanced like policemen. I was thinking that maybe for the sequel there could be a split between them, like, you know, one side, you know, is like, oh, we should be peacekeepers, and the other side is like, we have the right to kill anybody. So you'll actually have two different factions of these biological people, and you could pick which side you want to be on, and you could have player versus player, and then you could have these very epic, like, martial arts or, like, the Matrix-style, like, one-on-one fighting scenes through the city, through the whole city.
That would be some really crazy shit.
That would be insane.
And then it would turn into a giant comic book.
It would.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
I think that... Maybe not for Crackdown 2, but maybe for, like, Crackdown 3. Because, I mean, that'd be a lot. That'd be a heck of a lot of stuff to add just from one game to another. But maybe in Crackdown 2, kind of get in that zone, and then maybe Crackdown 3 even take it more to the next level. I think that'd be really sweet. Jeez, talking about Crackdown makes me want to play some more, man.
Wolverine over here.
He's over here feeding. He's slapping his arm like he needs a fix.
Right.
But let's wrap up this conversation in saying one thing. Rockstar better bring a fucking amazing game this fall with GTA 4 because this game has set a new standard for sandbox type games, even though it's nothing like Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
That's the funny part. I better have all of this freedom and this much fun and still be Grand Theft Auto.
That's awesome. That now it'll crack. The crackdown will be that game that it's compared to.
If Grand Theft Auto's not online, it's gonna... and they said it is. So, and Rockstar has delivered a lot of great games, so we shall see. But I think he's got one.
Well, I like how, you know, this whole time we've been talking about Crackdown, and not once did we mention the Halo 3 beta.
No.
And a lot of people are buying it just for that.
I know, and that's sad.
This is a good game.
Well, you can't play it till spring, so in spring we'll talk about it.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that's the beauty. Like, the game is that good. Right. You don't even have to.
You know, I didn't even care about it. I just wanted to make sure that it was in my copy.
Right.
And then I looked at it on the marketplace menu, and since then I haven't given two shits.
Right.
I've been too busy playing the game to care.
It's a good game.
So it's Halo 3 is not a reason to sell this game. It's just a bonus for buying it.
Right.
So.
It's like the icing on the cake.
We're
thanking you for buying this great game, which actually we should be thanking them for putting it out.
Because this game is freaking phenomenal.
So, I think we've been on our knees enough tonight in front of Microsoft. And no, we didn't get paid for it. So, we're going to head on out of here and make sure you join us next week where we'll have a more structured show. But we did what we could with what we had, which, because we've been spending too much time playing Crackdown to write anything down. So, we're going to jet out. So, Mr. Khan, if you would give me one last out call.
Reflecting on bar stools, we're praying that the taps will keep the holy water.